This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Here we are. Another great Saturday morning. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Looks like we here in Southern California might be able to go without rain for 2 days. I feel like I live in the northwestern part of the country right now. What are you thinking, Brendan?
I thought you weren't going to make me talk because I lost my voice, as you can tell. This is some great radio here.
That's okay.
No, I agree. We were just discussing the last hour. I sound awful. We were just discussing in the last hour how it's Northern California weather. That's down here in Southern California. How ironic.
Yeah, or so, Oregon or Washington or, man, yeah. I'll tell you what, we've got pounded with some rain.
And it's still coming. We have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday coming up. So
I know. I wonder if this is the end of it, though.
I looked at the 10-day forecast. I don't see any rain after these 3 days. So.
Gotcha.
But Mother Nature always has other plans in her schedule sometimes. So
yes, she does. Yes, she does. Let's face it. This year, it's definitely been a very wet year.
Yeah.
So very wet winter, I would say. Hopefully everybody out there has replaced their tires before this all started, if they were close, or got their wiper blades replaced, or,
you know. I would also add, up in the mountains, it's been a very snowy time of year for up in the mountains of California too, because, man, it's been pounding them with snow, which, for if you're a skier or a snowboarder, you're not going to complain, but if you live up there, you're might slightly complain, saying, you know.
If you've lived up there long enough, you should be a bit used to this, though, every now and then.
Yeah, of course.
I hit Tahoe before Christmas, right after that first 4 feet of snow, and it was some good snowboarding up there. So I'm sure they've been the whole season. They will be snowboarding in Tahoe and probably over in Utah and everywhere, Mammoth, probably into July, probably late July they'll make it with the snow that they have now.
How packed was it the last time you went to Tahoe there? It was busy.
Yeah. There's lots of people there. And then we left and it dumped another 4 feet of snow. That was on New Year's. And then, of course, you know, it's been snowing ever since.
One of my friends is going to be going up during the spring break time. So that'll be the very first week of April. And she kept reassuring herself, oh no, it's not going to be busy at all. No one's going to show up. I think because of the brand new snow that's been coming as of late, especially this week, it's going to be pretty busy for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. People tend not to go up before it snows, but once it dumps and they clear out the roads, then they go. They run for it.
Right.
You're right. So it probably will be pretty busy, but that's what it's all about. So you might as well get up there and make good use of this frozen water that hit the mountains. And if you're a skier or snowboarder, go up and enjoy it. Just be safe. Drive cautiously. Obviously, you know, everything's slippery and cold, and just be careful, but enjoy for sure. And as far as rain down here, man, I'll tell you what, when it's raining, slow down, folks, for sure. I will tell you this, you're in a hurry, you get spun off the road, you're not going to get to where you're going. Let's be honest with each other. So let's very careful when you're out there driving in the rain. So, but the good news is, like I said, we're getting two days here of reprieve a bit. So it should be a beautiful weekend. If you're here in Southern California, get out and enjoy, drive your vehicle, etc. Have some good times and good fun for sure.
And don't try to lose your voice either.
Yeah. How did you manage that, Brendan?
So during the week, I work at a school, and the kids weren't behaving very well, so I had to use my yelling voice this week, and this is the cause of it. So Be careful not to yell too much like I have too. Also, it doesn't help with March Madness because I want to cheer on my teams and I can't. All I can do is,
How are your teams doing? I don't watch any of that. How are your teams?
My bracket's busted already within the first game usually. So, and that's what happened. And a 16 seed actually beat a 1 seed for the second time in history of March Madness. So that was pretty insane. But if you actually watch the game, in my opinion, you wouldn't be surprised because that number 1 seed, who's like, I think they were ranked the 4th best team in the country. They were playing completely awful. And it was a shame to see that game, to see how they were performing being the 4th best team in the country, because I know they could perform better than that. But
somebody was mentioning that to me, that a lot the teams that were expected to do great have really been doing terrible.
Yeah, this whole season has been an unpredictable season because, like you said, the teams that have high expectations have been performing very, very underwhelming. San Diego State won a couple days ago, and they get to play today and about a couple hours from now. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they'll be the team that upset another team, which is a team called Furman. I've never heard of
them. Are they usually pretty good or not so good, San Diego State?
San Diego State, they always choke in the playoffs or in the tournament. But this week, this time I feel, I know, knock on wood right now, but I have confidence that they should do good today against Furman and win, but I have no expectations of them beating Alabama if Alabama wins their game today as well. So Alabama's definitely the best team in basketball right now. So.
Well, there you have it for sports for sure, without question. Well, sports that's going on now, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Basketball's the big thing right now, right? Correct?
Yeah, and I would say auto racing too, if you look at
the
reins for that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Today is supposed to be the Truck Series and the Xfinity Series. I think it's in Phoenix.
Probably Phoenix, yeah.
Phoenix today, I think. Yeah.
Yep, should be a good run. And isn't there an Indy car run coming too?
I'm not sure. I did notice online too that the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car race is today. That's happening in Florida. That starts at 1:30. It's in the broadcast. That's not going to end till 7:30. So it either sounds like a long race or just a lot of coverage about it. So I'm not entirely sure between the two.
Gotcha.
But let me look up super quick just to see where that race car race is, because I have it already up on my computer just to see. It is in Atlanta. Excuse me. Sorry.
Oh, so, there you go. So, good stuff as far as that goes.
Yeah.
All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. This morning we are talking about all things automotive and all good things automotive. Well, I tell you what, there's always a lot going on in the automotive world as far as different things coming and going. Working on nationally, they're still working on a bill for the Right to Repair Act. We talked about that previously. That has to do with your right as a consumer to choose where to take your vehicle to be serviced and repaired, because if they don't donate the information out as far as at the manufacturers, it's hard for us to actually fix the vehicle or get parts. This needs a little revamping, because in Massachusetts, they worked on the one that the Right to Repair Act, but it didn't include electric vehicles. And now we got this big push going towards electric vehicles, EVs. So it definitely needs to be reworked, because folks are going to be driving these EV vehicles after they're out of manufacturer's warranty, and you need to be able to make a choice. So a lot of the manufacturers already supply that, in like Ford and GM on their EVs, Toyota. The information is available to us in parts and fixing and stuff. There's mainly the biggest car EV producer, which is Tesla, has held everything kind of close to themselves. I don't know, the model was set up primarily because initially he was doing a lot of testing and all those kind of things, and he wanted everything to return back to them. But I think you'll find it changing as we work through this. And that, like I said, the federal government is working on a Right to Repair Act. So hopefully this year that gets handled and taken care of. It was supposed to be voting on it, I believe, in the Senate a week ago or so, and then moving forward. So we'll see what happens. It's always good as a consumer to have your choice as far as that goes. we are running a couple of our fleets through a very new program where with GPS that we have installed units that track all kinds of things that actually send us on our dashboard for my service consultants and managers. If a vehicle sets a code, if it's having an issue, all that. And then the other part of the app is available for the fleet managers that they can GPS locate their vehicle, see if anybody's been overspeeding or harsh braking, et cetera, items like that. So some really, really cool stuff to work with. We saw this all coming as obviously technology has gotten a lot better with these things. And it makes us easier for us to monitor and keep an eye out for issues with fleet vehicles as they go. We can also use them on personal vehicles, which is kind of cool. So just a couple things that we're doing in that arena as far as that goes.
Hey, can I give you an update on my recall?
Oh, yeah. Issue? What happened with that?
So I just looked up my VIN number. Here's what it says here. And for those of you who don't know, again, I drive a Nissan Rogue. And they've been having an issue with the key fob itself, the key blade. It says that it can get taken out and it can actually, the key could unlock and rotate downwards and weaken the jackknife key system because of that whole situation. Mm-hmm. So anyways, it says here, if the vehicle is driven with the key in the collapsed position, contact the key fob by the driver could inadvertently turn the vehicle off while driving, increasing the risk of a crash. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why they're thing.
Gotcha.
For the remedy part, it says this Nissan is currently developing a final remedy plan for this issue. In the interim, owners will be notified at the beginning of March 2023 and instructed to avoid attaching accessories to the key fob to use the key in a non-folding orientation. So what exactly is that? Do I need to turn in my key to the dealership and get in? No? Okay.
Well, not yet.
Okay.
No, you're in a non-folding. That means they want the key stuck out.
Right. No, I understand that, but I'm not understanding, like, so is it being, is my thing being recalled?
Not yet.
Okay.
They're still looking for a remedy. It doesn't sound like they figured out what they're going to do. They may be replacing the keys. That might be the remedy.
Okay.
I don't know, though. So, sounds to me like it'd be the only remedy. So what are they saying that the key?
It says here, it's specifically the mechanical key set screw.
Uh-huh.
Specifically, it says that my vehicle was equipped with a jackknife key.
Correct.
That may not hold the key blade in the extended open position. Over time, the internal pivot of the jackknife key may weaken and the key could unlock and rotate downwards again, causing me to turn off my car all of a sudden while I'm driving, and I can get into it.
So, do you actually have a key ignition?
Yes. Uh huh.
Oh, you do. Where a key goes, you have to put the key in and turn it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Okay, I thought most cars have gone to push button, so I was trying to figure out how that could affect you while driving. I get it.
I got the most basic package when it comes to the Nissan Rogue.
So what they're saying is, why the key's in there?
Yes.
Because you have a keyblade. If you pull the key out, you can push the button and you can collapse the key into your fob, obviously.
Correct.
Right? Okay. Yes. So why the key's in there and they're driving, they're saying the thing could release and fall down, therefore turning the car off, actually.
Correct.
Yes. Which is odd.
No.
Yeah, so either they're going to have to take the key apart and put a different kind of little spring in it, or it's just a mechanical thing. They could actually come up with a heavier spring, I guess, for it or something.
But it sounds like in my recall, no, that it's not, I won't know anything to the beginning of, it already is March. So is this something I need to turn in? Or
no, it sounds like to me they don't have a remedy yet.
Oh.
Not what they said?
Yeah, uh-huh. It says specifically for, this Nissan is currently developing a final remedy plan for this issue. In the interim, owners will be notified at the beginning of March, which again, we are in right now. Sorry, it's my voice.
That's right.
And instructed to avoid attaching accessories to the key fob and to use the key in the non-folding orientation. So that's what it says so far in terms of the recall situation.
How would you use the key in a non-folding orientation? Oh, okay. So extend it out all the time. Just leave it extended out all the time is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Now, and then also don't hang anything on it, because when you do, then it's heavy on the... on the back side of it.
Yes.
So therefore, that's what's causing these, I guess,
to fold down. Sounds like to me the spring and pivot part isn't strong enough that it wears out easily, and then the key can fold down and pulling the ignition to the off position, which I don't know if you've ever experienced a car shut off. It's an experience if you don't know how to drive without, you know.
No, I mean, it sounds dangerous to begin with.
It does, and so many cars have electronic steering these days that, could get quite interesting for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for now, just keep waiting until they come out with more information in terms of a remedy.
Yeah, just keep an eye on it is my suggestion, because they don't have a remedy yet going to have the recall done. You'll show up and they'll be like, we don't have an answer yet.
So how long should I wait for another remedy or more news on this whole situation? Should I check it out every week?
I would just check it weekly. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And you're going to wait until they get one. That's what you're going to do, because there's another answer.
Be crashing. So no, I don't want to.
Follow what they say. Don't hang things on your key fob, and you don't have a bunch of ornaments hanging on your key fob.
No. I only have the lanyard part, so it should be just weak enough to not even do anything.
Affect it, I wouldn't think. Mm-hmm. If I had to give you advice on that, I'd say no worries. Have you ever seen people that have like 10 million keys hanging on their
My
key
wife.
Thing? That so that j- just so everybody knows out there, that is the worst thing for any ignition system, period, as far as that goes. So not a great idea. If you have, it wears out ignition systems. The cool thing is most cars today, you don't stick a key into the ignition anymore. It's all a fob has to be in the car and push button. So that doesn't hurt the ignition, obviously. But if you're still rolling old style, like Brendan, where you got the key, it goes in the ignition, a bunch of stuff hanging on that is very bad for the ignition itself. So there you have it. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. It's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're here to talk to you about. We're going to take our first break. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego at 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host. Anyway, just cruising along here, doing automotive things. Oops.
Oh. Did you lose the cursor? Sorry.
No, I'm fine now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Things went a little crazy here, so I was like, what's going on with the computer?
Okay. Well, I did, by the way, today we are trying to talk about how to find a good quality auto service in your area.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I now do remember that.
But of course, you know, we always, as of the last few weeks, we've been getting a lot of calls as of late. So we usually go off the topic sometimes and, talk about whatever auto problems are out there in San Diego, which are always really, really interesting at the same time. So
we love auto problems in San Diego, don't we? No, not really.
Some of us.
Well,
at least.
One of the things I was going to talk about this morning also was one of my shuttle drivers. The potholes are getting really bad in San Diego right now. There's no question. I'm crazy bad. So he exited off the 78, young guy, and there must have been one heck of a pothole, because he's like, I was going like 45 mile an hour. He hit this pothole. He blew both tires out on the right side of the car, the right front, right rear, both of them. So he luckily didn't bend the rims, but and there's a couple big ones. I've hit a few big ones, not at that speed, but so be very careful out there, because you can damage your car, your tires, you can bend things. Luckily there was no other damage to the car. It was just the two tires, but and they were good tires still, which is a sad part, obviously. It had quite a bit of life on them, so we had to put two new tires on there and get that taken care of and get the shuttle back up and running there. But some of the potholes out
right now are amazing. And as you probably saw on the 78 freeway out towards Oceanside area, they had a big sinkhole, which they actually lost. They got it all blocked off, and Caltrans is working on it. So this rain does kind of have a downfall here and there and stuff like this. Our ground is just not used to this much moisture. Therefore, you know, the asphalt's coming apart and the road's sinking away and things like that. So be cautious when you're out there driving. Those potholes can cause damage to your car for sure, without question. So just one of those things. But today we were talking a bit about, as Brendan said, the show is about, you know, if you're new to town or you're moving someplace else. I get folks that ask me all the time, I've been coming to you guys for forever and we're moving to such and such, and obviously won't be able to come to you guys because we're out of San Diego County. And, you know, how do you go about finding a quality repair facility? We'll be talking a little bit about that. Before we do so, let me grab Bodie real quick. Good morning, Bodie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, sir. Yourself?
I'm doing amazing. How's your stolen car coming along?
It's coming along.
And you got it all back in order and cleaned up and feel like you haven't been violated so much?
There's a story. It's an off-air story.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right. It's clean. Oh, I got a great joke for you.
Shoot.
So a bunch of natives go to the medicine doctor. You know, this is in Africa. Mm-hmm. And so medicine man is asking them, like, you know, 10 or 12 of the young guys were, have distended stomachs. And so the medicine guy thinking, you know, like a doctor, and he goes, well, you know, you all got this common problem. He said, describe your situation over the last couple of days. And they go, well, we found this Catholic priest, you know, the big fat one with the bald head. And he went, yeah. And he said, well, what'd you do with him? He said, well, you know, the big pot, we put a bunch of vegetables in, stuck the fryer in there. We had him for dinner. And medicine man smacks his head and he goes, he said, you boiled the fryer.
Oh, oh no. all right. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you made me think of something, though. There's a guy that called in last week that said he had a joke, and I'm like, it's got to be radio clean. Like, and he's all, well, maybe I won't say it then. Bodie, you always have good jokes. What were you going to say?
So here's what I call a tag joke. So after I tell the joke and everybody laughs, I go, yeah, so, you know, a friend of mine's a Tijuana Indian from New Mexico, and him and his brothers were chiefs. He went, yeah, and he told me a story one day, and he goes, you know, they had the medicine man, and so he's kind of like a doctor, a psychiatrist, social worker, and this young warrior goes in there, and, you know, he says, come and sit in the healing circle, and they smoke the peace pipe, and he does the saging, you know, smudging with the smoke and stuff, and he says, so tell me, running bull, what's your problem? And he goes, well, you know, he said, I can't figure out if I'm a wigwam or I'm a teepee. And the medicine man looks around, and you know, the shaman shakes his head, and he goes, and he, you know, kind of looks off in the distance, thinking for a minute, and he snaps his fingers, and he goes, I know what your problem is. And he goes, what's that? And he goes, you're too tense.
Too tense. There you go. There you have it.
There you have it.
Brendan's busy, so he's not able to dun, 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 do his little drum thing. He's over there doing something else.
I can call him later.
Yeah, you can call him later for sure. Good stuff, man.
Then I'll call. I got my vehicle. I'll explain. I'll call you later in the week.
Yeah, sure. Please do. Please do. Always good to talk
to
you.
Well, say hello to Kevin for me.
I will do, Bodie. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. So always good jokes from Bodie. Good stuff. Anyway, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks up in North County for coming up on 30 years now. along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved out there taking care of folks in East County for over 10 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in Central San Diego. AAA approved and smog certified. Taking care of folks right there in Central San Diego for over 6 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and star certified over there, right in the Golden Triangle where we're right across from right now. Taking care of folks over there for over 4 years. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, coming shortly in May, we're looking at. We'll be taking care of you over there on the coast up in North County. All of us, the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. And the West Automotive Group also offers 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. You can also get in and take advantage of our diagnosis, CertiCare transmission diagnosis or diagnosis for drivability or any other concern. The best money ever spent, and I say this all the time, is on having your vehicle diagnosed at a quality facility by a qualified technician. No other money is better spent. It's just the way to do it, without question. It will save you money in the long run. We have so many people that we see that have unfortunately, and actually I'm going to talk about one here as soon as I'm done with this, but spent money on things they should not have. We also offer free shuttle rides from to or from work or home, and we have rental vehicles available with partners at all four locations. We'll be five soon. Go to westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We always send out cool stuff. You can also check us out. That's westautomotivegroup.com. Make appointments, ask questions, etc. You can also check out the Automan segments where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5 or Auto Talk Radio, which is this right here. We also have a page for that where we put all our podcasts. You can also get all our podcasts through Apple Podcasts, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. They're all posted there for your great listening pleasure. You can check out the Automan, like I said, and you can go. We post those on our YouTube channel as they're done each week, and you can check those out also. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Just go to westautomotivegroup.com. Check us out. Get an appointment. Get your vehicle in for an ultimate service experience. Uh-oh. What's up, Bodie?
Yes, sir. Three major car shows coming up in La Jolla is the Concourse de Elegance.
Oh, that's always a great show to go walk around and see. There's some beautiful cars there.
Oh, yeah. It's almost kind of like going to Pebble Beach.
When is that? That's not this weekend, though.
I don't think so.
No.
And then the other two shows are the Del Mar
Good Guy Show.
Racetrack show. Good Guy Show. That's coming next weekend, I believe.
Okay.
And then on Coronado Island is the classics car show, you know, mostly 60s and 70s cars.
Is that the one that they used to do where they have yeah, I was trying to remember. They have the. They used to have a race over there in Coronado at North Island, and then they have.
What was that called?
That's
different.
Yeah, that's something different. I don't know if they do that anymore, for sure.
I don't think so.
No, gotcha. That used to be a really cool show, and they used to race all these different little timed trials races, and there's a lot of different old cars that did that. A lot of old Ferraris, old Shelby Cobra, stuff like that. So anyway.
Yeah.
But cool. Well, thanks for the reminder. I appreciate it.
You can have Brendan go online and check the exact dates.
Yeah, I will. I'll tell him to get on it now.
I can tell you that the La Jolla Concourse de Elegance is April 21st.
There you go. April 21st is that one. The Good Guys show, you said, is next weekend, you believe?
I do believe.
All right. Gotcha. So,
and there's the Coronado show is coming up.
Gotcha, gotcha. And there's always little small ones. This is a reminder to folks, like the third annual Classic Car and Bike Show is actually today over on Marina Boulevard, 7 p.m. Fine Rides and Friends Car Show is March 19th. That's at the Pacific Islander Beer Company on Argent Street in Santee.
Right.
Cars and Coffee, always going on here and there. It's at the San Diego Auto Museum tomorrow, which right. is the 19th. They do that event a lot. So there's all, and I'll tell you what, you know, talk about, there's a lot of different car shows, you know, and there's the Hillcrest Classic Car Show is today from 1 to 3:30 p.m. at Pride Plaza.
Yep.
Boy, there's, you know what? You can always Google and find some car show to go to in San Diego without question. Well, I'm just saying, you know, and there's some good stuff that they have, but, yeah, check them out.
And then the other one is, over on Marina, right parallel to the 5 freeway, is the Harley Davidson. I think it's today, this afternoon, they have their motorcycle show with, you know, a couple hundred bikers show up.
Yeah, I believe that is the third annual Classic Car and Bike Show. They're doing it both. It's today at 7 p.m. on Marina, 4645 Marina Boulevard.
So, oh, that's tonight at 7?
It's tonight at 7 p.m., yes, sir.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a classic car and bike show, but yes, there's a lot of different Harleys and choppers and all kinds of stuff there too. That's a pretty good sized show actually. But it's at 7 p.m. tonight.
The secret is one of my girlfriends said we're going to bring some sandwiches and a couple beers and we're going to go early. And I said, well, we can go later. She goes, no, but then you got to walk 5 miles for parking.
Yeah, no lie.
Oh. I'm so sorry. On the flyer, it says 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It says 7 p.m. online.
Oh.
It was a missed typo. On the flyer, it's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right.
Because I was going to say 7 p.m., that's nighttime. Why would you want to go see cars at nighttime?
Exactly. It's kind of weird, I thought, too. But, could be a well-lighted parking lot. I don't know. But yes, so it's when? It's 11 to 3 p.m.? 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. So
that's the Harley one.
That's the third annual Classic Car and Bike Show on Marina Boulevard. It does say today at 7 p.m., but like Brendan said, he clicked on the flyer, and the flyer, I just did that too, and the flyer says 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. today, folks. So 11 a.m., 3 p.m. should be good.
That's where I'll go.
Check it out. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for reminding us, Bodie. Take care, buddy.
Bye. Yep.
So, all right. Good stuff for everybody out there. Some great car shows going on and bike shows, et cetera. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break real quick. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening in to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. All right, you got some good car shows you can go to today if you'd like. Check them out. So, really great stuff. So today we're talking about how to find a quality automotive repair facility if you move someplace. So, me and Brendan were just chatting. Somebody had recommended to him that he could have a push start system added to his vehicle. I would tell Brendan the same thing that I would tell somebody that calls and wants to change a manual transmission car over to an automatic car. Sell your car and buy a push button one if you want it. Same thing with a manual. If you have a manual car and you want an automatic, sell the car and buy one, because to do what you want to do in today's cars, it's hard. By the way, to change your car over, the system on that car, not only are you talking about all the stuff that goes along with it, the harnesses and the changeover and all that,
different PCM, different modules, different body control module, all the programming. By the time we got done messing with your car, it'd be about the price of your car, my friend. So what a terrible idea that would be.
So it's just best to sell the car and get a push to start if I was...
If you really needed a push to start.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something right now. With your key, there's nothing to be worried about. Don't hang a bunch of stuff on it, like we said, and you'll be just fine.
No, we had a caller, and even Bodhi called in to remind me, hey, everything's going to be okay and stuff like that. And by the tone of my voice, it sounds like I am scared. I promise I'm not. Just like how I was talking to my talking with the kids I have to look after at the school district. And I told them to go sit down in their chairs, and they're all like, oh my goodness, he's being serious. But it's just the tone of my voice that's also.
Lack of tone, excuse me.
Sorry. Yeah, exactly.
Brendan, you sound just fine. Don't worry about it. Once again, just like your key's not going to kill you, you will survive your voice problem. And next week, I guarantee you, you'll be back the old Brendan.
I will guarantee that I will be the old Brendan by next week for sure.
At least your voice will be. I don't know about the rest of you, but it's all good. So good stuff. No, yeah. So my point to that is, in today's world and technology, which I'm so well adversed in, automotive-wise, changing over from one thing to another, if you want those things on a car, then buy the car that way. I will tell you this, very few cars come now with actually a bladed key that starts them. So,
like I said, I just wanted the basic package, to be honest, because I wasn't looking into the whole tech side of everything. I was just happy with a nice, safe vehicle for when I want to establish a family at some point, which I will be soon.
Well,
in August. So.
Yeah, gotcha. And you know, it's something made me think about your vehicle. I used to do a lot of stuff. A good friend of mine owns a crash institute. He does all over the world training for police departments and crash reconstruction, and he's crashed more cars than anybody as a human that's actually driven in crashes and stuff. He does a lot of those. They put all these things on him and they test it, you know. But anyway, regardless, it's very interesting, but I used to go and help them, like when they were doing these, they do them out in Vegas, all these people would come from the insurance institute and all that, and that were involved in this and that information, you know, and then police departments, you know, because learning how to download the data out of those, because every vehicle has a recorder in it now, kind of like an airplane, the PCM, body control modules, airbag, events, et cetera, gets all recorded, how it happened, mileage, speed, things like that. So all that information is very useful in determining cause of a crash, who failed, whatever, you know, as far as that goes, who's at fault, et cetera. A great information. Cars are just full of all kinds of information, but it was so funny. I used to go and help them because they would get these cars donated, and most of them were newer cars that they were testing, but they had some issues. Like, so they might be donated by the manufacturer. They couldn't sell them, you know what I mean? So they use them and they crash them. But like they had a Jeep one time, and he's like, "Oh, push start thing's not working." I'm like, "Watch this, blink." Back then, that year model Jeep, you pop the push button out, and there was a key slot right in on it. There's a lot of cars like that, so you can stick the bladed key and then and start it right up. So, you know, that one could go back and forth. You could just remove the push button if you wanted and just use the key all the time. But why would you do that?
Well, I mean, again, and also you have to worry about the theft system too, as well, because, you know, easily misplacing that key, or someone can easily try to.
Well, even though you're using that key, the fob has to be there.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, I mean, if you gave the key to somebody, yes, they can start the car because the fob's built into the key. But you know, as far as that all goes, yeah. So there's different ways to get a car started is my point when you have issues with it or whatever, and we work through those issues. But back to the original thing we were talking about, and the original thing is that is, you know what, if your car is, and your car has no push button whatsoever, it's a bladed key, just a regular ignition. If you buy a car like that, then stick with that. Or if you don't like that, then sell that car and buy a car that's a push button, because to change things around is a lot of work and a lot of money. And there's just no reason for it. So, and there's nothing wrong with the style of car you have either. So there you go. far as that goes. And as long as you don't hang a cinder block from your key, I think you'll be just fine. So just keep driving, Brendan. Motor on, brother. Motor on, as I say. So good stuff there, always. One of the things we were talking about today, like I said, was how to find a quality repair facility. And one of my favorite things that I tell folks, you know, you move in to a new community you're not familiar with. If you're moving to San Diego, just come to the West Automotive Group. It makes it simple and easy. You don't have to do much. But as you know, folks have been moving all over. People leaving California, going to South Carolina, Texas, wherever you're going. So what I tell folks, the best thing to do there is, number one, start, if you don't know anybody in the community, start with, you can go on the AAA website, national website, put in your zip code, and it'll pull up every AAA approved repair facility around you. You can set the miles, how many miles out you want to go, tells you all about. That's a great place to start, because AAA, let me tell you, is for their clients, and to get approved like us, you have to jump through major hurdles, and to stay approved too. They inspect you every quarter. They keep an eye on your, make sure your customer surveys are good, your CSI rating. All these things play part to make sure that the facility is running in a quality manner and taking care of their clients. And then if there is a concern, the AAA rep is there to help AAA members be the go-between between the shop and the member if there's an issue. So AAA is a great a way to figure out who's a quality facility or not initially. Then you should always just visit the facility. Go check it out before you need a service or repair. In other words, stop by for coffee. I tell people all the time with us, like, hey, man, come by. You can always come by and have a cup of coffee, stand in the lobby, chat with the manager guys. They love to talk with peeps, you know, so... If you want to check out a facility, we have people come in and do that. Like, hey, you know what? We're new to the community. We heard about you guys. We came in. Just wanted to chat with you, see what the place was like. That way, if we have a concern, we know where we're going. And that's the best time to figure out where to get your car serviced or repaired, not when you need your car serviced or repaired. Because alongside the road is a terrible time to start making a determination of what you're going to do or how you're going to do it, right? If you have it all planned out and then a month later something happens to your vehicle alongside the road, you just tell the tow truck driver, AAA truck driver, hey, take it over to the West Automotive Group. This is where I'm going. I already talked to them and I got a thing. So same thing wherever you end up in any other community, you know. Other things you can do is we do this sometimes. Folks ask for recommendations from us when they're moving somewhere. I do know people all over the country in the automotive field that run amazing facilities also. So that's good stuff. Another thing you can do is talk to somebody that lives there. If you have a move someplace where there's other family members, hey, where you been going to, et cetera, you know, stuff like that. So it's a really good stuff. Folks, before I forget, I do want to also remind you that this show is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell any other battery at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. They are the highest quality batteries out there. Number one technician recommended worldwide as far as that goes. So if you need a battery for a vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get an appointment. Get in, we'll get you an Interstate battery installed. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Good quality stuff. My dad shot me a text a little bit ago. I guess it's snowing in southern Ohio now. So all that rain that just rolled through here is now over the Midwest dropping a bunch of stuff. And it looks like we're going to get rain, like Brendan said, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I just see the news flashing apart across. So good stuff as far as that goes. More rain, right? You know what? I've had my sprinklers turned off for like 3 months now or something.
And I bet your yard still looks amazing now because, I had that much rain, you know.
It does.
It helps a lot.
My fake grass looks amazing, to be honest with you.
It never looked greener than before.
No, actually, I bought the grass that has a little bit of nutmeg color in it with green. It looks real. So it's really cool. So, but it never grows and it doesn't get muddy and it's kind of cool. Some of my cactuses have actually died because they got too much water, which is terrible. I don't like that. So anyway, what's up, Pop? besides it's snowing?
Well, it's snowing here in Western Ohio, believe that or not, being the middle of March. All the flowers are in bloom. And
do you have any cables for your truck? Snow cables? Oh, wait, you guys don't use those there. I grew up in Ohio with snow and never drove with cables on a car until I ended up in Southern California, and I had a four-wheel drive truck, and first time we went snowboarding, they're like, well, you got to have cables or chains. I was like, what? So in the mountainous regions of the world, we use cables and chains. In the flatlands, when it snows, we just drive around and slide all over the place.
Well, that's the thing. Of course, we've got the four-wheel, and that is sufficient for here. But I just wanted to comment. I remember back when I had my 1946 Ford when I was 16 years old, and it had a actually it was sort of a system in it for the ignition that if you were have overindulged in alcoholic beverages, it was a deterrent because it was a three-step process. You had to insert your ignition key, and then you had to flip a switch, and then you had to push a button.
Yep.
And if you confused either one of those three steps, it just wouldn't start.
Yeah, and so a good point to that you just made me thought is the whole push button thing is not new. There used to be a Chrysler had push button shift back in the day also on some of its higher end cars. So there's a lot of different times that we've gone through different things with cars and then we kind of revert back. Now, the technology today is a little higher than used back then, I'll be honest with you.
You think?
Just a little bit. But, you know, all good. I will tell you this. I was just talking about this yesterday with a tech. And here, you know, we're big on smog here. You got to smog all cars. Well, the smog program, not that it's changed. I mean, we're still smogging cars. But cars are so good these days that they tell on themselves that there's an issue. And all the late model stuff, we don't see the failures we used to from the 80s and 90s cars. A lot of cars used to fail smog back then. The failure rate's very low now because cars are just, you know, will tell you when there's a problem. You get it in as far as get it diagnosed and probably get it fixed. And most people keep them on the road. So when it comes to smog, we don't see the number of failures that we used to. So the quality's just better.
And well, like you say, the cars nowadays are so heavily computerized that they basically, and even some of them do, drive themselves. So, yes, technology has definitely changed over the years.
Yes,
and,
it has.
As you say, believe it or not, the cars are better built today than they were back then.
There you go.
Albeit they're not as heavy.
There you go. They're not as heavy.
We had a lot of steel in those old cars.
Yeah, but these cars here, these cars today have less, and they take a better crash. Though, you have a better chance of living. That's for sure.
We didn't have balloons in the steering wheel back then.
Well, yeah, we got them in the steering wheel. We got them in the sides. We got them in the doors. Now we got them everywhere. You're like in a big puffy bag if you hit something hard.
Yeah, boy.
There you go.
We'll try to avoid that.
Anyway, what I say too.
Look, you guys have a blessed week, and see you soon.
You got it, Pop. Take care. Good talking to you. Love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye.
Bye. So always good to hear from him. So too bad it's snowing there. Hey, one more car show. Motors for Music community car shows happening tomorrow. This is a good cause to go check it out at San Marcos High School. It's for the high school music programs. It's from 9 to 1 at San Marcos High School tomorrow. My good friend Dave is promoing it right now on KUSI. So I just happened to look up and see that, and I was like, oh, that's a good one. So I didn't see that one when I was researching stuff. Did you?
I did catch a quick glance, but I'm glad to hear that Dave Stahl's promoting it because a lot of eyes on that one for sure. Oh, well, you know, a lot of ears on that too.
It's 9 to 1 tomorrow at San Marcos High School parking lot on San Marcos Boulevard. Good stuff, man. Go check it out. That's also a beautiful high school if you've seen it. Shout out to one of the construction local construction companies, Lasardi, built built that school, and it's something amazing. I'm gonna tell you that.
I always play ultimate frisbee over there.
So. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
But not as of late because of this recent COVID situation that happened.
Oh.
I haven't gone since COVID started. And
you sound like you have COVID right now. Don't breathe on me, whatever. You do.
I know one of the new variants is saying lost voice, but I promise I've been testing every day. It says negative, so.
I think that was the old variant.
Oh, really? Oh,
that's long gone. I don't even think that.
I heard the newest variant was all you do is just lose a voice, and that's all I have. But
oh, really?
Again, I tested negative, everything.
Sounds like somebody made that up, dude. So,
I think so.
Anyway, but San Marcos High School, the music director and them will be all involved in this money to help for the music programs, which is a great cause. So go check it out from 9 to 1 tomorrow, San Marcos High School. Good stuff. All right. Hey, man, the hour flew by as always, Brendan. We had some great talks. We got to talk about your key fob and some other great stuff. And Bodie called in with a couple jokes and all good car stuff, right?
Absolutely. All right. And a lot of good calls, too. So.
A lot of good calls, that's right. Yeah, good questions, et cetera, about different things when it comes to automotive and stuff. Just remember, if you move from San Diego and you're trying to find an auto repair facility, check out AAA first and go from there. Or just give me a call and we'll give you some advice. Go in and check it out. Talk to the peeps and do your stuff. Everybody, keep the rubber side down and shiny side up, especially out there in the Midwest where I guess it's snowing right now and every place else that is snowing around here and here in San Diego when it's raining. Slow down, be cautious, be nice. No need to get in too big of a hurry. Right, Brendan?
Right. And check out a couple of those car shows because it should be fun.
Yeah, all the car shows for a good cause, most of them and stuff. So check them out. Just Google them. You'll be good to go. San Diego and everybody else out there, we truly appreciate you joining us here at Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We will be back live next Saturday, so make sure and tune in. Until then, take care and be safe.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.